Well, those 17 verses of Matthew's gospel are not the most interesting. That's not the most exciting scripture out there. You could say it's hardly inspiring. I don't see anybody use Matthew chapter 1, verses 1 through 17 on an anniversary card or a birthday card or anything. The genealogy of Jesus Christ is composed of 42 generations. And I bet some of you thought when that gospel began, oh no, Schumacher's making him read the long version. I do. And Deacon Stocker did a good job. But I will be the first to admit that genealogy can make anyone daydream a bit. What's my gift under the tree? Did I turn the oven down? How much snow will we really get tomorrow? I'll tell you what I was daydreaming about. Those 42 names, of that genealogy of Jesus Christ will be on the proscenium arch in the new Trinity High School chapel. That's something you've never seen before. In January, you'll see it. Yet, my dear people, the genealogy is not just important, it's essential. Because the genealogy is the list that leads us to Christmas. That's the list that leads us to Jesus Christ, our Savior, our only hope, because we cannot save ourselves. When Isaiah said that a shoot shall sprout, remember that? Israel waited 700 years for that shoot to sprout. Do you think America could wait that long for anything? Israel waited 700 years for that prophecy to come true. And it did. Matthew's genealogy proves that the birth of Jesus Christ is real. Jesus Christ is a real person who is human and divine. Jesus Christ is born into a real world with a real family record in real time. Christianity is hard to refute. Show me another world religion with such backing. In my Advent reflections this year, I recalled how I buried my grandmother, my grandma Schumacher, 10 years ago. I had her funeral mass on December 16th of 2006. It's amazing, isn't it? Just like that, somebody's dead 10 years. It's unreal. I've lost all my grandparents now. I've read about my great-grandparents, but that's about it. I can name three generations of my family. How about you? Who are your great-great-grandparents? I just baptized Jackson Schiff before this mass. He has grandparents all everywhere. Great even. Who are your great-great-grandparents? This genealogy reminds us the family record of Jesus Christ is better known than that of anyone. It's better known than yours and mine. That's because the whole world was waiting for Jesus to be born. And the world was not waiting for our families. The world was waiting for its Savior. The Catholic Christian faith is proven. It is real. We as followers of Christ can have that assurance. It is real. It is proven, and it happened. We are here to pray once again that He is real in our lives. He is real in our souls. He is real in our hearts. He is real in making us charitable towards others. Real in bringing us here. When a child is born into a family, the whole family begins to experience a change. I bet Alex and Danielle Schiff will say their lives have changed. But when Jesus Christ was born, the whole world began to experience a change. We know how the birth of a baby gives hope and purpose and new life to a family. And that's what the birth of Christ did. The newborn Emmanuel gave hope, new purpose, and new life to anyone who would accept him, which we do today. What would our lives be like without a Savior? We would try and save ourselves and live for ourselves only? Really? And let me add this. I can say this as we live in the Northern Hemisphere. What would winter be like without Christmas? All we'd have to look forward to is the next blizzard. Instead of joy, celebrating our redemption, giving, and families. I wish all of you the best Christmas. If you're visiting St. Wenceslaus, I welcome you back home. I hope you have safe travels after Monday. And I want to thank you for living your faith. And I thank you for being here to recognize the birth of your Savior. Jesus Christ is born. Amen.